thrill on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Izzy Lyman. She subbed in for us in the third hour yesterday. Good morning, Izzy.
Good morning, Randy. And I hear you're doing great.
Yeah, we're doing great. Great test. Absolutely best hospital experience ever yesterday. So greatly appreciate the folks there at McLaren Hospital in Petoskey. And I apologize for adding you into the show late. I was on the phone with a third hour guest and I'm like, dude, the music's getting ready to play and I got to get Izzy added into the show. We need to do a mic test. We need to make sure she can hear the studio. And I was late, so I apologize for not giving you enough time to get on. But I wanted to talk to you about your poll that you put out there yesterday. Explain the poll for those that missed it in the third hour.
Absolutely. So I started this poll on Twitter, and the question is, who is Michigan's spookiest politician, keeping with a Halloween theme? And sure. I had four choices: Gretchen Whitmer, Rashida Tlaib, Dana Nessel, Jocelyn Benson. Imagine that, all women poll, our own little squad.
Right.
So, right? And so I had over 300 votes on Twitter, and I decided to extend the poll to your listeners, and I got a really good response. In fact, I had folks from Arkansas, Iowa, West Virginia, Miami, Florida, all voting in also. So I thought that was really cool.
Right.
Right. So the winner, and it was very, very close, is Rashida Tlaib. Mm. She got 41.1% of the vote. Gretchen got 39.2%, and then all the way down to Dana at 15.5%. And I'm guessing that because Rashida has been in the news so much due to the Middle Eastern conflicts and all her little protest events.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Totally, right? Totally supportive of Hamas and Palestinian people, and completely against Israel. And again, she was pushing that false narrative story that Israel bombed a hospital and killed civilians there in the Gaza Strip. And that story has been debunked. Even Biden himself came out and said the missile hit a parking lot and there was no deaths caused by it. It was near the hospital, but it was in the parking lot and nobody died. But yet she continues to lie publicly and carrying on crying like an absolute idiot and pushing her pro-Palestinian Hamas agenda. So, yeah, not surprised at all that she even topped Governor Gretchen Whitmer. But the interesting thing about it is it shows how people are actually watching and listening and paying attention to what's going on over in Israel in the Gaza Strip right now.
Yes, exactly. We are all riveted by that. And I want to add that Rashida's speech, her first entree, let's say, on the national stage on this whole issue, was actually caught on film by my son, who was there in Washington, D.C. And he was one of the very first field reporters to get the whole thing on video, and it went ultra viral. So he's done a great job also of exposing her to a massive audience.
Yeah, and I believe you mentioned on the show, as I was kind of peeking in with you yesterday, as I was sitting waiting in the waiting room to get checked into the hospital, that the View now is up over 22 million views.
I believe that's correct. I believe that's
unbelievable.
Correct. Unbelievable, right?
That is viral. That is huge. And heard him talk about meeting some folks from One America News Network and how they were able to get him into the White House briefing room. And that, I'm sure, probably was a major, major event in his broadcasting and news reporting career.
Exactly. And this is very much has been a side gig for him. He's actually a physical therapist by training. So it's pretty amazing what you can do when you homeschool yourself, right?
That's right, right. Have a great mom and dad to support you through all of it. But I wanted to have you on stay through the break because there are other things happening at the local level that I want to get into. And I know you guys are totally involved in your Emmett County there and have an event this Friday. We're going to talk about that. But I also want to talk about upcoming county commissioner races. It's happening across our entire state next year. County commissioners getting reelected to a four-year term. So Izzy Lyman's going to stay on through the break. I'm Checker Randy. We'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. It's Checker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment of hour number two. Staying on through the break is Izzy Lyman, and I got a text message from one of our loyal listeners, Officer Trucker Rick. He was on vacation, Izzy, last week. Him and his wife went to Aruba, and they had a great time. Beautiful weather, 88, 90 degrees. Listening to the show because, of course, we're crack radio. Everybody's addicted to the show. And he said on my trip, people from all over the globe asked me, once they found out we were from Michigan, the first question was, how do you like your governor, Gretchen Whitmer? And then they'd ask me about Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib. He said, I think they were testing my political beliefs, but it just goes to show you that the world, people from all around the world in Aruba, is watching the state of Michigan and even knew the governor and the congresswoman from the district down there. She represents Dearborn and other areas. And it's kind of interesting because your poll, even though unscientific, you know, put it out there on Twitter and then with the radio station listeners, but it proves a point that these are the two most radical people, politically speaking, in Lansing. Dave Agema did a follow-up to that. He said somebody needs to try to get an interview with our lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist, on Israel. He's a very liberal, communist, Marxist Muslim. He should have never been our lieutenant governor, but Whitmer wanted the Muslim dollars and the Muslim Dearborn vote. And I thought kind of interesting how Dave connected the dots there over him being a Muslim as well as Rashida Tlaib. And it was kind of an interesting connection that Dave was able to make. But moving more to the local level, county elections is what I'm focusing on here for 2024. The presidential race is going to take care of itself. Donald Trump's going to be found not guilty or guilty and convicted and going to be the nominee, not going to be the nominee. At this point, it's going to take care of itself. There's nothing I feel grassroots activists at this point can do about the presidential race, the nomination process. But then at the state level, we do have a U.S. Senate race, and you guys are going to be hosting. You're going to be hosting Michael Hoover on Friday night. He's running. We've had him on the show. We've had Sherry O'Donnell on the show. I've also had Alexandria Taylor on the show, the attorney from the Detroit area. And wanted to get your perspective on that first, the U.S. Senate race. And you and your group, Emmett Responsible Government, the ERG group, hosting this event Friday night there at the quote-unquote bowling alley, Northern Michigan Lights. But more importantly, why do you feel it's important for folks to come on Friday night and to hear Michael Hoover?
Well, for sure, Michael Hoover, because he is running for the U.S. Senate race. And let me add, too, that we hope to bring other of these candidates to future meetings. So this isn't necessarily an endorsement by any means, but it's an opportunity to gain information about him. And I think Mr. Hoover is very well spoken, by the way. I think he has a good platform. He seems like a very serious man. He's self-funding the campaign. And it's great for him to meet all of us and hear what we have to say. That's right. One piece of it. Right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. But in addition to Mr. Hoover, we've also invited Major John Turnbull, who's an Otsego County Commissioner. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He is the author of 0% Chance. He is a suicide bomber attack survivor. He is an amazing constitutional conservative and one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. A real Christian man. So we're looking forward to
sharing. Now, he's a county commissioner in Otsego County.
Correct. He's an Otsego County Commissioner. Yes.
Right. Is that the gentleman that is, I believe, is he blind?
He is.
And because that's a challenge. And was that as a result of that that suicide bomber attack?
Yes, in Syria. And it was a result of that. And his book, 0% Chance, is all about that and the people, unfortunately, who did not survive that were his colleagues.
Mm.
But he, again, he's just one of the nicest people, most positive people you'll ever meet. That alone is worth coming to the meeting for, to meet the major. And then finally, we have Carla Wagner. And as you know, you've had her on your show. She's the lady behind the axe, the Michigan tax, the ballot proposal to eliminate the property tax.
Right.
So we really appreciate all these folks coming, and we invite as many people as we can, and we say we have free speech, free literature, free parking, and free pizza.
Yes, got to get that pizza in there. So the pizza food portion, I believe, starts at 6:30.
6:30 is the pizza, yes, and the program starts at 7, and we always try to do something flairful and creative in addition just to the information part. And I'd love for you and Miss Vicky to come. You, of course, are honored guests.
Yes, I'm going to be talking to her about it after the show today, and I think that's definitely a possibility. One thing I do want to ask, and again, for people who aren't familiar with ERG, explain what ERG is.
So it's actually called Emmett Responsible Government. We have a website, emmettrg.com, and our goal is to keep local government officials responsible, be they county commissioners, city council members, school board, all the above, and also to encourage people to run for public office and also to find people that we can support. And we usually have some politicians come to our meetings, sometimes from the state level, sometimes from the local level, so we're always very glad to have them there. So again, it's kind of a watchdog group with the grassroots flair, all volunteer oriented. And from time to time, we do events where we invite the public and we host them all at the Northern Lights Recreation.
Right.
So it's very much a we the people endeavor. And part of the reason that the group was started was because, let's face it, some of these people did not want to be in the local GOP group for various reasons. I'm not trying to denigrate anything, but sometimes people don't want to be involved in party politics because of the politics, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to give an opportunity to people who would like to be involved but maybe don't want to just go to party meetings and sort of cast a broader net, if you will, to try to get new people involved in politics, because that's so very important.
Well, I'm going to reach out to Brett and Tammy Gooding and see if they're available, because I want to talk to him about potentially running for county commissioner against Neil Ahrens next year. And we are actively recruiting other candidates for Emmett County. And I think it would be a good opportunity if anybody's listening out there, if they would like to learn more about potentially running for county commissioner next year, that you come to this meeting on Friday night and be part of a conversation I hope to have after the event. Maybe we can go in the bar restaurant next door and have a meeting of some folks interested in running for county commissioner there in Emmett County, because I'm very much wanting to replace most of the current county commissioners. We helped them, if you remember, Izzy, a few years ago, we helped the radio station, this show, Brian and I, were instrumental with your help and others in replacing almost all of the county commissioners in Emmett, and I think it's time for another house cleaning.
That is a great idea. I fully support it, and I'd like to give out my phone number if anyone would like a flyer for the event. It's 231-758-7707, 231-758-7707, and I'll be happy to text you a flyer. And I am all in to try to get a good pool of county commissioners.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to do it in Emmett. We're going to do it in Sheboygan. We're going to do it in Presque Isle, Antrim County. We've got great commissioners already seated in Mackinac County, but we're going to be looking at Chippewa County as well. So, you know, the entire listening area is going to be involved in this next year. And I think it's important that people understand why we're doing it, is we basically want better government at the local county level.
That is exactly right. And the beauty of it is it's very doable. These people are accessible to us. The meetings are easy to attend to. You don't have to drive all the way to Lansing or fly to Washington. They're right there in our backyards, and I think people miss out on a golden opportunity to act locally.
Yes, absolutely. And we are going also for school board members, and one of our very own, Tim Tarjeff. He's part of the Stand Up Michigan group for both Sheboygan and Presque Isle County chapters. He was the vice chair of the Sheboygan County Republicans, but will be resigning because he was appointed unanimously to fill a vacant seat on the Sheboygan School Board this week.
I heard that. I am so excited for Tim. He is just a great guy all around and very committed constitutionalist.
Yes, so we're excited about that, and we've got other seats that are opening up for next year's election, and we will be vetting candidates and putting together a slate for folks to support and continue the fight and continue to replace school board members that don't hold our values, principles, our ideals, and pushing their woke agenda. It's going to stop, and we feel that this is an important part of it for people to get involved, come to these type of organizational meetings. Now, one thing I did want to ask, I got a text message just now. Are you guys going to be accepting donations, or is there a charge for the pizza in the meeting on Friday night there at the Northern Lights Recreational Center?
No, absolutely not. That's why we say free, because we don't want anyone to think we're trying to make a buck here. Of course, if people want to give us a donation, that's certainly fine, but we don't ask for donations. We don't charge anything.
Okay, very good. So again, the pizza starts at 6:30. The event starts at 7. And do you have a particular agenda laid out as far as the speakers go? How are you going to have them speak to the folks there on Friday night?
Well, what we usually do, we ask certain people to introduce them, that people that are invested in a speaker or like a speaker, sort of get to give it a very personalized touch. So I believe we're just going to go, I don't know what particular order. I think we're going to let Major Turnbull go first, though, mm-hmm. and then perhaps Michael Hoover and then Carla. She's such an enthusiastic, fun personality. We'll probably let her finish out the evening.
Right. Very good. Well, one of the things that I think that's very interesting. I got a text message in just now. He says, what is Izzy and your opinion of Don Mapes, the current commissioner there in Emmett County? I'll let you go first.
I personally really like Don. He's a friend. I value his friendship. He's a good Christian man for sure. We have mm-hmm. disagreed on some of his votes, and we have had a conversation about it. How's that? But Don has been very good. He comes to our meetings, and he, you know, I'm hoping he'll be there on Friday.
Yeah, because one of my main problems I had with him is he voted to remove the chairman, Rich Genup, from the health board. And I don't understand that vote.
Right.
Do you have any insight to why he voted to oust Rich off of that board?
Right. I think I'm going to say it was a moment of madness, and I think he regretted it, and he later on apologized for it. So I'm going to extend grace to him in that respect.
Okay.
And say that we learn from our mistakes.
Okay. Very
okay.
good. We'll leave it at that. He's in yeah. your county. He's not in mine.
Right.
But as you know, I was very much there to support Rich staying on that board.
You were.
And I just, for the life of me, can't understand, especially the one county commissioner that has a conflict of interest. I just don't understand how this particular school teacher is able to serve as a county commissioner with a conflict of interest. He was appointed by the previous chair to be on that appropriations committee for local revenue. And local revenue, Izzy, as you know, negotiates with the local school board, the Petoskey School Board. And how can a public teacher getting paid a public salary from the government, from the taxpayers, be on a commission that's involved in local revenue sharing that funds the public schools? I mean, I assume you probably see that as a conflict of interest as well.
Well, I was actually on that board when I was a county commissioner myself. And yeah, for sure. There's a lot of things that are a public interest that are very confusing to me regarding Mr. Commissioner that you're mentioning. We won't mention his name. But the number one issue for me is that he takes an oath to honor the U.S. Constitution, the Michigan Constitution. And yet this man is a reliable Marxist. So he's already in conflict.
Sure, absolutely is. And it was funny, when I was at that meeting, I had my radio T-shirt on, as I always do. That's my uniform. I go out, I have four sets of those T-shirts and pants and, you know, a couple different Your Defending Father hats that I switch off and on. And I was going around taking pictures of the commissioners with their nameplates. And he put up his hand in protest and said, "Excuse me, sir, you need to back up. You need to get out of here." And he called security on me. And I laughed at him as I snapped his picture. I can text it to you if you'd like to see it. But, yeah, he's definitely a Marxist, and he's got to go. I'm sorry, but that man has to be replaced. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on Friday night. Appreciate the invitation for me and Miss Vicky and others. If you guys would like to join us, again, it's this Friday at the quote-unquote bowling alley, Northern Michigan Rec Center, and it's right there on M119, right before the curve, actually, across from the state park. So, Izzy, we appreciate ERG putting it on, and we'll see you Friday night.
Thank you very much, Trucker, and glad you're feeling better.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News.